One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Today on Pastor Chris Teaching, get ready for a powerful excerpt from one of the Healing Streams live healing services with Pastor Chris. A global crusade where prayer for the sick produces phenomenal results. The event is broadcast in thousands of languages, availing billions of people worldwide the opportunity to participate. In each of these services, the man of God, Pastor Chris, teaches the word with so much power and clarity, dissolving doubt and answering life's questions. Stay tuned and be blessed by this episode.
So what the Bible says is that Jesus is the character of God. So I scratch my head. I say, what? What does that mean? If Jesus Christ is the character of God, what does that mean?
Find out in this episode.
Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
In St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, from verse 9, we were reading 9. I want to read a little more to you. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Let me read to you from a newer version, okay? I'm thinking about the young people. Okay, you can put, say, the NIV or New King James Version. New King James is fine. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus said it himself. Look at the next verse. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the works. Wow. He says, the Father who dwells in me. So Jesus declared that he was not alone. The Father was in him. He said, the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Then look at the next verse. It answers and settles all the questions. Look what he says. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. He's just nailed it. The works depicted his character. You see it? That's what I was telling you. The evidence of the divine character. He displayed the works of God to show us the character of God. If you said you didn't agree that Jesus was one with God, he says, then what about the works? These were the works of God. How can you disprove them? These were the works of God. These were not the works of men. He was in a religious community. They knew the writings of the prophets. They knew the scriptures. They could not dispute them. They could not dispute the works that Jesus performed as the works of God. They couldn't. They knew those were the works of God, not the works of man. That's why I say to you, believe in Jesus Christ. When you believe in Jesus Christ, the question of consciousness ends. Because by believing in Jesus Christ, you are brought into a relationship with Him. A relationship that is so important. A real relationship. That's what you come into. He says, these are written that he might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, he might have life through his name. Glory be to God. You know that when you believe in Jesus Christ, you receive the same life with him. Is that correct? Yes. He gives you the same life. Same life. You're not like the guy who's trying to know God in the laboratory. He's trying to study God in the lab. Remember something. Paul the Apostle was an educated man. He was very highly educated. But when he got to know Jesus, he had to have revelation. Revelation. You cannot know God with your erudite mind. You can only know him by the revelation of the Spirit. There's a humility that is required to get to know God. You have to come to the point where you're able to say, my mental erudition cannot help me here. I need revelation. I need God's help. Then he will help you and you will get to know him. It takes humility to discover him. Praise God. It takes humility to discover him. Let me read to you in Galatians chapter 1. When you read from verse 15, the words of Paul the Apostle. He says, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. Did you see that? God revealed his son in me. It was a revelation. He had to have a revelation of God. A revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not something that his brain could have calculated. And there's more. When you read in Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Look at this. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see, he prays that God will give to the people to whom he was writing in Ephesus, that God will grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. He knew they could not calculate God with science. They could not discover God in history. No, it's by revelation. It's by revelation. So he said, I pray to God that he will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Glory to God. That's how you pray for people who don't know him. See? That the Lord will open their eyes, open their understanding, so they can receive divine revelation. Because without revelation, no man can know God. God is a spirit. Jesus said so. God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. If you want to serve God, you have to serve him with your spirit. You can't serve him with the flesh. You can't serve him with just your mind. No, no, no. Let me show it to you. Go to Romans chapter 1. I'll begin reading from verse 9. the tree. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. Do you see that? God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. You have to serve God with your spirit. And until your spirit is born again, it cannot serve God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.